Aircheckdownloads.com.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Steve Allen.
Morning. I love the climate protesters. Leave them up there. Stay there. Rest of your lives. God only knows they're so boring, aren't they? What else we got? What have we got for you today? Joe Biden testing positive for COVID. Boss is asking 999 crews to undertake unpaid shifts. And ban snobbery by law. Everybody talking about which class. Or it's always a good thing, isn't it? Because nobody knows what class they are. And the majority of you, I'm afraid, are peasants. You are lower class. You know, I mean, I'm sort of lower aspiring to middle class because of the work that I do for a living. You know, I would assume if I was a doctor, I'd be middle class. But I'm working class. But then I aspire to middle class. I'm certainly not upper class. I have to work for a living, as indeed do most people, which is the way it goes. What else we got? Liz says, I'm Labour's worst nightmare. No, dear. You're the Conservatives' worst nightmare. We did a poll on Twitter on LBC, asking people what class they thought they were. Everybody gets it wrong, don't they? Everybody gets it wrong. So in other words, working class, 58%. We're all working class. Middle class, 29%. Upper class, 2.6%. Don't knows. I mean, they're really the worrying ones, aren't they? Do you know what class you are, love? I don't know. Well, you're 9.8%. You might as well give up now. Might as well give up now if you really don't know what class you are. They should bring back third class on the railways. Definitely. You know, for sort of people who sort of have no idea and they go, oh, sorry, where do we sit? Because sometimes on my train, they say, you know, this is a classless train. You can sit in first class and everything. Well, all the people have already sat in there anyway. You know. We have that, yes. We have first class carriages. But, I mean, you know, who's ever heard of taking first class to Feltham? You know, I mean, come on, for goodness sakes. I mean, it's stretching a bit, telling you can go first class to Richmond. And it's so much more expensive, isn't it? And they used to have the people coming along, checking your tickets, and then sort of saying, you know, you have to pay extra for this, and you think, yeah, whatever. God, make me. Jade Goody's son, Bobby, set to make his acting debut in EastEnders, obviously proving that EastEnders don't bother taking anybody who's been to acting school. They just take any old Tom, Dick and Harry. Because they might as well, because he's got no experience of acting. Unless living with sort of Jeff Brazier means that you sort of fit into acting. He's done modelling, but he hasn't done anything else. But that's the way they like him, isn't it? You don't want anybody who's been to acting school. I seem to remember Coronation Street was very famous for taking people. The producer would see people walking down the street and they'd go, you're the one I want. And they would literally take them and put them on screen. And it was very interesting. Coming up for auction, a Hermes crocodile skin bag. It could fetch £26,000 for a bag, a little handbag for Hermes. And it's the sort of thing that Victoria Beckham would have. But there again, she needs to concentrate on flogging the old rag she sells as opposed to anything else. She's still on holiday. Must be very difficult being her, trying to run a top-end business. What was the other one? Oh, three men have died after being injured at a bull's run in Spain. Good. Sorry, I've got no sympathy. They terrorise the life out of bulls, and then they wonder, you know, the bulls get chased like in Pamplona. You know, they're a bit thick. They chase them down the streets, and then the bulls retaliate. And they go, oh, I can't believe it. Because at the end of the day, the bulls are going to be killed anyway in the bull ring. They don't. There's no nice, happy ending for them. They're frightened out of their lives, and three people are dead. So, no. Good. More fool them for going there in the first place.
AircheckDownloads.com.